Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. Okay. So most, if not everybody, wanted to go straight ahead and do the Mishnah Sofrim. So I guess we'll keep going straight. So if you see here, now it's in Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, it starts with the words, Tefillin Mezuzos. Tzrichin Shihu Kesuvin Kesidron. So two out of the three have to be written in order. If you go out of order, that's a problem, right? Minotaur Dechasiv, Hayuk, Habdvorim, Kesidron. These have to be done in order. So if you do something out of order, I was going to explain that. What does that mean, really, to do a Keseder? So Bain Hikdim Parsha LaParsha, Bain Tev LaTeva, Bain Oslos, whether you do a whole section, whether you do a word, or whether you do one letter, Pasul. If you write one letter out of order, as we've learned already, then that's going to be, like, if someone says a good Chazorah, then that's going to be Pasul. Ava Bezeh Ois Gufa, but on the letter itself, Lo Shaykh Shlo Kesidron. We were talking about this yesterday. You know, there's certain orders of how you do the strokes to write the ones, but if you would not do it in that order, that's not a problem. Kigon tzadi, you're writing your tzadi. Shemurkav me yud nun. The way you make a tzadi is there's a yud, you visualize on the right side, and then to the left that is a nun, all slanted, and you connect the two. So v'kosav hanun, you write the nun, v'achakach a yud. Lo havish lo kaseder. If you would do the opposite, really you should write the yud first, and then the nun, but you do the fakir. No, okay, not a problem, because you're writing that letter. And kolzman, you're writing that letter, then it's not considered, you can do whatever you need to before you move on to the next one. V'cholchai gavna, anything similar to this. V'chein im kosav miktas os, you're part of the letter. V'achakach kosav ha'os shemikodim. Then you went back and wrote the previous letter. Mashlim ha'ois velo havish lo kesidron. Right? You would finish that letter, and what's it called? If you go back and finish it, it's not going to be out of order. V'chol shekein, shkosev os shalim mikre v'hayu devarim kesidron. The dover shalim be'inyan velo chatzi dover. Aval im kosev yud belo kotzo. Right, if you write just part of the yud, not the full thing, o aleph ayin v'shein u'chidom v'shein nogei ha-yud v'ha-os, as we learned yesterday, it's not connecting, so that's a problem. And then, v'achakach kosav mikodem, you go back, yesh bo mishum shlo kesidron. That's called a problem of going out of order. D'hashta l'kuli amrinan, we say, d'yoch l'sakin l'achakach, you're allowed to fix it. Kimvur betaz b'simin lamed vav b'simin lamed beis if chafei b'shem de ikar hadavarim kaseder nichtavu. Really, you wrote the main thing in order. D'shem os aleha afilu below hatikun, because without going back and fixing it, that's called the letter. Meaning you wrote it, just didn't do it correctly, so to speak. Finishing it up. K'moshe nichtav acharkach. The way it's been, but you finish it afterwards. Kol shekein lechum adeshem ois aleha, the havish lo kesidron. So then that is considered to be a letter, and now you wrote it out of order because you made a letter and then you want to go back. The kol shekein im lo nechsar ba haois rak tagin. Let's say, like we learned yesterday, that you're missing the crowns. O shaar dvaram she'en ma'akvin, or anything else that was nice but not necessary. And then va'achakach kosav mikon, and then you go back and put on the crowns. The yesh bo mishum shlo kesidron. Some say that's also considered to be lo kesidron. Quotes here this Haggah. Yesh sofrim shenichshalim be'in shlo kesidron de psluido raisa. And the sofrim don't realize this. They don't realize. They just know how to write nicely, but they don't realize there's a problem of writing it out of order. And what do? Hurak machmas cheson yedia. They simply don't know any better. V'shetoin a mistaken lachsho sheshlo kesidron. What does it mean when you do it shlo kesidron? Nikra rak imhu misakin ezidover acher gemar haparshios. Meaning, if I would finish the whole parsha and then go back and do something, that's shloka seder. But like, I could just write a few letters, go back and touch up a few letters, right? Okay, and therefore, what do they do? Because they think the whole thing, it's a whole parsha, is what it can't be done out of order. Misakin be'esa ksiva kama osios shikvar chalaf va'avar mehen. They go back, they passed over these letters, they finished it, they've written more after that, and they go back and touch it up a little bit, fixing them, correcting them. Uve'emes lochein, it's not correct. Ela tekef, immediately, kishakosav ha'os, and you write that letter, sha'akri osur lisakin ha'os shalafav. You cannot go back anymore. Therefore, im kain, I'm sorry, im lo bedover hamodina shafilu below tikun yeshalev she'em oso ha'os. So again, what's the yisod? If you would write a letter that technically is halachically correct, okay, and now you go on to the next letter, okay, that's fine, because that is a halachic letter. If I would write a letter that's not correct, and I have to go back and correct it and make it into an os, then that's a problem, because I wrote it shloka seder. That's essentially what he's saying over here. Good?
And then you've got the half step that you are allowed to do, that if you start the next letter, but you haven't done it substantially, then you can still go back for that.
Oh, he's going to explain what that means. Yeah, we'll get there in a second. V'lav kuli alma dina de gemire leida eza dover yeshalav shem oso ha ois b'li tikun. So now he says, this is why I have to go through and explain to you what's really the basic of a letter that you have already, and then you can go back and fix it afterwards. Because if you get the letter, you can go back. If you never had the letter, you can't go back. So now he's going to explain, that's going to be the whole interest as to what how to write each letter. And what is called not a letter? That it's nice, but what you just drew, buddy, that's not a mem. That's not a tzadi. That's not a kuf, right? We have to know what each letter is. Since it's not there, also lisakno achas shekosav ha'oshel achrav. Now, if I've written the letter after that, I can't go back and fix this letter. I can't make that into a gimel anymore because it wasn't a gimel. If it would be a gimel, just not a correct gimel, then that's okay. So that's what you can see. It gets very technical over here. What's allowed? What's not? Al kain mehanochon. What's the correct practice? Says the what is Chafetz Chaim? Lahasoifish she is zohir b'tefillin u'mezuzos. Now again, because these are two that can't be written out of order. Shelo lahanif yado al shum ois l'sachnu be'ezitikun achas shekosav ois she'acharav. You shouldn't really go back and do any letter. Should do any letter and fix it. If you've already gone with the next one. Im lo davar shenimtza kosav beferish besifrei haposkim shezeh mutar l'sakin afilo achagach. Unless it's explicitly mentioned that you're allowed to go back and correct this. V'lo yedame be'atmo milsa l'milsa. Don't start making your comparisons. Well, if I was allowed to go back for this letter, then I'm allowed to go back for another letter. That you're asking for trouble. V'chol zehu afilo tikun she'al yedei k'siva. This is now, he's going to say, if you're going back and actually writing something, v'chol shekein, and how much more so, tikun sh'aydei mechika, sheish bo chashash l'chok tochos. Now this is, writing already is one thing, but b'chok tochos, as we learned, is where you don't actually writing, you're chipping, and you're erasing, you're carving away from the letter, and the letter emerges. So that's going to be even worse. Right? Afilu lo kosov adayin shum osachar zeh. Even if you haven't yet written anything, you had a blotch. You didn't write, you had a blotch, and then you scraped away and made that into a letter, but you didn't really write the letter, you just formed it from the, you know, you imagine like a sculpture. You pulled away the clay in Michelangelo pulled away the clay and the statue of David emerged. You pulled away the ink and the os emerged. That's no good. It's chotochos. He's gonna explain this later on in the intro over here. You have to know very, very well all these dinim over here. It's pretty complex. I'm b'chay adam. The chayam had a vort. He would make a condition with the sofer. I guess where he's getting his tefillin, his mezuzah from. Shalo his sofer. Shalo lahanif aleihem barzel machmezeh. Don't let any iron over it. That mistama, the iron was the tool that he used to scrape off the. To scrape off the letters, right? You got to get it off the parchment somehow. So he says, don't touch it. Don't scrape off anything, right? Because then there's a problem with chotochos. If you start scraping, you don't know what you're allowed to scrape. What you're not allowed to scrape. Da da da. Uve emes really. Atzaso he toivim od. He gave a very good etza to his sofer. Avledena mo ls that only helps rock the inyan lehinatzel aide zemechashash to chotochos. Avalo mishlo kisidron. All that helps by not scraping away. We'll make sure you don't have chotochos, but you still could have a problem with doing it out of order. Unless the soifer is trained and has your shemayim, and he goes very slowly on each and every single letter. He's not doing a rush job over here. And he doesn't stop with that letter until he has written it correctly. He doesn't, you know, he stays on that shin until he gets everything correctly. Because again, we learned that you could go back and do it, but he makes sure he has it correctly before he even goes on to, that way you avoid all the problem. If I've written each and every single os correctly, then it's not going to be a problem once I've written and then going on to the next one. I've seen many people who are God-fearing. They spend a lot of money to get a kosher set of tefillin. He makes very nice external batim, umhudarim kedin b'chol pratehim. They have all the dinim, as we learned about how to do it, the stitching, v'chule, the squareness. It's perfect. You got all those things. That's wonderful. That's wonderful for them. You should really worry about getting kosher parshios that are inside him. Parshios she'aze hasoifer kol ha'osiyoseihim kedin b'chol pratehim v'hidurim v'hidurehem. Then you make sure that, so it's very nice, the external, we had to worry about getting the parshios correct as well. He has to work slowly. Even if one letter, the whole thing, right? So if one letter out of order or one letter chotokos, it looks so beautiful, but you don't know. Meaning, if you think about it for a second, you'll never really know if it was written shelo kaseder. It's candy. You can put it under any single, what they call the, I'm doing that they do the scans on the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. What are they called?
The computer scans.
All right, so yeah. you put this on the computer scan. Yeah. That's great. That can tell you if the letters are letters. They can't tell you if Chotochos, they can't tell you Shalakas Eder.
Or Kavana, right.
They haven't yet, no artificial intelligence can figure out the Kavana factor. Okay, very good.